A Lonely Death, an Inspector Ian Rutledge mystery by Charles Todd, narrated by Simon Preble. Chapter 1. Northern France, early June 1920. The sod had grown over the graves, turning the torn earth a soft green, and the rows of white crosses gleamed brightly in the morning sun. Except for the fact that a fallen soldier lay beneath each wooden marker, it was pretty there under the blue bowl of the French sky, peaceful finally after 4 tumultuous years of war. Even the birds had come back, picking at the grass for seeds, insects and worms. The man watched them, those birds, and was reminded of a line from Hamlet that somehow had caught a schoolboy's imagination and then lingered in a corner of his adult mind. That a worm may feed on a king. Had these fed on lesser dead? Many had been hastily buried where they fell, others in mass graves. Sorting the dead for proper burial had been gruesome at best. Many had never been identified. Walking down the rows now, looking at names, remembering burial details, broken bodies, bits of them, endless lines of them, he wondered if he was changed by them. No. On the whole, he thought not. The war had been part of the fabric of his life, and he had endured it, survived it, and was still steadfast in his purpose. He stopped, his gaze sweeping the crosses. It was the living who concerned him now. A few had escaped him, but there were still 8 left, and he was ready. Were they? Not that the state of their souls troubled him overmuch.